Former top White House aide I. Lewis Libby is scheduled to make his first court appearance on Thursday after being indicted by a grand jury last week. The indictment came after an investigation into the leak of the name of CIA operative Valerie Plame, and the indictment certainly made a lot of excitement, created a lot of excitement in Washington, D.C. We sent NPR's Jason DeRose far outside the Beltway to southern Wisconsin to see how people there are reacting.
At Borzinski's farm outside Racine, Wisconsin, a hayride through the cornfield costs a dollar. Pumpkins are 25 cents a pound. And for a quarter, you can get a handful of corn to feed to the sheep. On this warm, late October afternoon, Ann McCurtis Nesson from Kenosha, Wisconsin, and her little granddaughter Keely came out to choose a pumpkin for Halloween. Nesson, who's a retired administrator from a local community college, says she's very cynical about the whole Lewis Libby affair.
More corruption going on, and what's new? You know, sooner or later something surfaces, well, not just Washington, but everywhere. After a while, I guess you don't get surprised about it.
Let's face it, there are lies on both sides here. And Libby is unfortunately symptomatic of the problems in Washington.
That's criminal defense attorney John Cabranes from Racine, Wisconsin. He and his family came to Borzinski's farm to buy apples. Cabranes says he finds it shameful that high-level officials such as Libby may have participated in a scheme to sabotage critics of the administration.
If, in fact, this is political retribution, it's a disgrace, and he should be prosecuted and he should be hung out to dry.
That's a sentiment echoed by medical doctor Ajit Parekh from Franklin, Wisconsin. Parekh says he's not particularly surprised by the allegations, but he's concerned some of the charges may be political payback on the part of the Democrats.
Well, I think there's a national sentiment against the Bush government right now, and you wonder how much of this is real and how much is this directed against Bush.
Still, if these charges do turn out to be true, Parekh wishes he'd known about them earlier.
Well, one thing is why all of this came at this time.
Meaning that you wish it would have come earlier or later? Or?
The timing. Why didn't it come before the elections?
The link between the indictment and the lead-up to the war in Iraq troubles Racine resident Ken Custer the most. He says he's not sure many of his friends and neighbors have begun to see that connection.
A lot of young men getting killed, and I don't know where it's all going to end. I don't know what could be done different, if it never should have occurred, or if it had to. I don't know it's not good.
Custer, who served during the Korean War, brought his grandchildren to Borzinski's farm to walk the corn maze. He doesn't want them to inherit this war.
I think of it every week. I guess maybe because I was in the military and thinking way back. So it's upsetting.
In Custer's opinion, at least, the story of the CIA name leak could be as bad for the Bush administration as Watergate was for Nixon. Jason DeRose, NPR News.